You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 272, the religious use of images. Today's challenge. The Ten Commandments prohibit the use of religious images. Exodus 20:4-6, Deuteronomy 5:8-10. Today's defense. The Ten Commandments prohibit making idols, not religious images. Idols are manufactured objects that people falsely believe to be deities. Their use was commonplace in paganism, and God rightly prohibited the Israelites from making them. However, not all religious use of images is idolatry, and God himself commanded the religious use of images in the Old Testament. At one point, the Israelites are being bitten by serpents, and God had Moses make a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and if a serpent bit any man, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. Numbers 21:9. Looking at the bronze serpent to be healed was a religious act God authorized. Nevertheless, when the bronze serpent began to be worshipped as a god itself, it was destroyed. 2 Kings 18:4. Similarly, God commanded statues of golden cherubim to be made at each end of the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant, Exodus 25:18-22. He similarly commanded images of cherubim to be woven into the curtains of the tabernacle, Exodus 26:1. Images of cherubim were fashioned on the temple's walls, its doors, and its veil, 2 Kings 6:29-35, 2 Chronicles 3:7-14. And there were two giant 15-foot-tall statues of cherubim in the Holy of Holies, 2 Kings 6:23-28, 2 Chronicles 3:10-13. The inclusion of these images on the ark, in the tabernacle, and in the temple indicates their religious function. They represent the inhabitants of heaven, the angels who surround God. In our age, now that humans have been admitted to heaven, Revelation 6:9 and 7:14-17, it's natural for statues of human saints to also be placed in churches. Most significantly, by virtue of the incarnation, Jesus inaugurated a new age in which God himself took on visible form. It has been natural since then for Christians to depict Jesus in religious art. This includes the Protestant community, where two-dimensional images of Jesus are common. Adding a third dimension to make a carving or statue does not fundamentally change the situation. All today recognize that images of Christ and the saints are merely symbols of the individuals they represent, a precursor of modern photographs. They're not idols. See also Day 307.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.